Now we turn to our segment we call The Next Big Thing. That's where we try to clue you into what's new and happening. And we want to tell you about a new video game. Now, you might think about video games as mainly, well, guys blowing stuff up and shooting anything that moves. Well, there's a new game that is a twist on that scenario, and frankly, it plays to a common experience for most women. Now, picture this. You're walking down the street. You're minding your own business. Maybe you're alone or with a friend or even with your kids. And then you hear something like this.
I like your bounce, baby.
Well, what do? Do you quietly walk away, hang your head, say something? Well, in this new video game, you can answer like this. The game is Hey Baby, and it's the creation of Suyin Louie. She joins us by phone from London. And for additional perspective, we also called Emily May. She's the executive director of Holla Back. That's a group that encourages women to report incidents of street harassment online, presumably not to mow the perpetrators down in a hail of bullets. But we thought we'd like to hear her perspective, too. She's here with us from New York. Ladies, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Now, Suyin, I can imagine what inspired this game, because so many of us have had this experience of having unwelcome verbal attention on the street. But just tell us your story.
2 years ago, I was on the subway, just on the platform, and it was just a really cold winter day, totally bundled up in layers, and someone said hot ching chong to me.
What is that?
Ching chong, it's C-H-I-N-C-H-O-N-G. Okay. It's a really racist term that people call Chinese people.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
okay. My racist lexicon is probably out of date, so I apologize.
Thank goodness for that. So that was a moment when I decided that I was going to make this game, and it would be an ode to this young man on the subway platform in New York. The next 2 years, it just became this other thing, this project about how to create conversations around the whole issue and just how it's a very difficult topic, just how people engage in a really different way around it.
Well, engage in a different way is one way to describe mowing somebody down in a hail of bullets.
But
it sort of came out of this fantasy that you figure a lot of women probably have, even if they don't want to admit to it or not, that just kind of tossing people in the air and that kind of thing. Well, Emily, what about it? As we mentioned, you have a website where people can report this kind of stuff online as one way to kind of deal with those feelings. What did you think of the game? You played it.
I did. And you know what? I think that it really honed in on this idea that when you're street harassed, there's no good response to street harassment. And that's actually why we launched Holla Back, is we felt like when we walked on, we felt weak. When we yelled at the guys, the situation escalated and the police didn't care. And we were tired of being silent and we wanted to come up with a response to street harassment that mattered. And so we put the blog and the cell phone camera together in 2005 and really started to encourage women to report it. And since then, it's really evolved into a worldwide movement.
Now, Suyin, the range of what men say in your game is wide. Now, some of it is so obscene, we really cannot repeat it here. But some of the comments in the game are things like, excuse me, do you have a boyfriend? And God bless you. And maybe it's the version of the game that I played, but the only available responses are thanking them and blowing kisses or shooting them dead.
Yeah.
Do you think those are the only choices?
Well, it's definitely the extreme. And I really like what Emily said about you never really have a great response. Either you provoke them further or you walk away silently. And in your mind, there's all of these imaginary scenarios that are playing out. But I wanted to be clear when I was making the game that there was a really wide range of behaviors that happen in real time, real space. And that women really choose to deal with them in different ways. And their strategies, range, from putting an iPod on to, changing their outfit every day. I thought it was important to at least have that range in there to show that it was a real world example.
There are women who, from what I observe, seem to actually enjoy it. Would either or both of you think that that might be true?
I think that when you're talking about women who are enjoying certain comments on the street, you're not talking about street harassment. Street harassment really is something that makes you feel scared, and that's where that line is. If a comment isn't making you feel scared, then it's not harassment.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about a new video game called Hey Baby, where women can literally, well, in the game, shoot down virtual street harassers. Our guests are Suyin Louie, who created the game, And also with us is Emily May. She runs Holler Back. That's a group that uses web technology to confront street harassers in real life. Now, I have heard people defend some of this on cultural grounds. So what do you say about that? So, and I'll ask you this question first, because one of the things you've talked about here is the kind of the racial aspect of it. In fact, one of the harassers in the game says, "I hope you like black men."
Yes. And there's another harasser in the game who says the comment that triggered everything, which was Hot Ching Chong. And I do think there's huge cultural differences, but the thing that is really clear is that no matter, you know, your background, your age, your race, you get that kind of attention and you give that kind of attention, you know, as a male. So just to be really conscious of the way that you interact with people in public space is really important.
Emily, what do you think?
I would actually disagree that it's a cultural thing. There's no data out there that shows that it's cultural. And oftentimes women who are scared by comments like, "Hey, baby, I like your smile," or "Hello, beautiful," or things that are a little bit more benign, have a history of sexual violence. And when you're talking about a world in which 25% of girls are sexually assaulted before they turn 18, there's a lot of women running around the city and around this world who've experienced sexual violence, and street harassment feels like ripping the scab off.
Let me ask you this, Emily and Sue, and I'm going to ask this question to you also. You know, there are those who would argue that kind of visual violence, game violence, television violence, that media violence in general just perpetuates a culture of violence. And while there's no data to show that sort of a heavy user of video games is then going to go out and commit violence, there are those who would say that you're just adding more violence to the culture doesn't, even if it's a fantasy, doesn't really help us very much. So, Emily, what do you say about that? And Sue, and I want to hear your perspective too.
One of the things that really struck me about the game is that it does feel, and it did emit the same kind of emotions for me personally that being street harassed did. And it made me feel very scared. And it made me wonder if I made a wrong turn or if I got stuck in a back alley, that perhaps it would escalate to assault or even something worse. And, you know, I think that, you know, replacing violence with violence isn't the answer. But I think at the core of what Sujin's trying to do is that she's trying to create a response to street harassment that feels empowering. And that's a challenge. And that's something that we really work hard to do at Holler Back as well.
And so you didn't like it?
No, I did not like shooting guys at all. I will be totally frank. It totally freaked me out. I would much rather have a bar of soap to go around washing their mouths out with than I would a gun.
Well, that's an idea, Suyin. That could be the PG version.
I definitely heard women saying, you know, "Why don't you try hugging them?" Or "How do you, what if there's ways that you can actually flip it around so they become embarrassed?" For me in particular, I really wanted the violence to be so ridiculous and sort of over the top gory that people would know that it was a joke. But I do understand, and it was one of the huge things when I was making it, to make sure not to give points for everybody that shot someone. I didn't want to advocate that violence was an appropriate response in any way.
Okay. Well, any response so far? Other than Emily's, who said it freaked her out. But what other responses are you getting?
Definitely been interesting from the gaming community in particular. A male game blogger who actually got so many comments because he wrote a satirical response to "Hey Baby" that he had to close that particular post. And then he wrote another post that was about, you know, this game should exist, and as men, you should understand why it exists for these different reasons, which I thought was, there was no better response. I couldn't have asked for anything better than that.
Well, if you want to find out more about the video game Hey Baby and the work of Holler Back, you can check out our website. That's the Tell Me More page of NPR.org. Suyin Louis is the creator of that new video game, Hey Baby. She joined us by phone from London. And Emily May is the executive director of Holler Back. That's a group that uses the internet to fight street harassment. And she joined us from New York. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice talking with you.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.